Tracy is next. Deli, you're next after me. You're after Tracy.
I'm appalled that you all are considering for Lab and Programming Council, which are watchdog organs that are supposed to represent the listeners, overseeing the staff and the programmers and the content that's coming out. I haven't heard anyone mention about the political diversity that has been kept off of the air. I'm going to read just a bit from The War at Home about the COINTELPRO operations of 1968. This was written by the FBI or whoever, yes, the director of the FBI. One of their goals was to prevent the rise of a messiah who could unify and electrify the militant black nationalist movement. Malcolm X might have been such a messiah. He's the martyr of the movement today. Martin Luther King, Stokely Carmichael, Elijah Muhammad all aspire to this position. Elijah Muhammad is less of a threat because of his age. King could be a very real contender for this position should he abandon his supposed obedience to white liberal doctrines, nonviolence, and embrace black nationalism. Carmichael has the necessary charisma to be a real threat. There's lots of information in here. There's documents of the COINTELPRO program, and it has not stopped. If we represent on our lab staff members who could be agents or programmers that could be agents, and those people are on the watchdog body overseeing themselves, you've just nullified any reason to have a local advisory board or a programming council. Why not just let the staff and the programmers decide what the listeners are going to hear and have the listeners have no road of recourse? Let's put the wolf in the hen house and see if we can trust him.
Well said.
Thank you, Tracy.